Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us today's press call. We'll be kicking off here in about a minute and 30 seconds. If you guys got any message beforehand, a disclaimer or whatnot concerning the RPW, just to clarify, this call is on record and may be recorded. You can record. If there are any issues with recording, just feel free to reach out to us. We'll be making a recording of us of our own. So, yeah, again, welcome to the call. You can record. It's on the record. Just the traditional clarification. So we'll be starting here in about 45 seconds. All righty, I'll go ahead and hit record and we will begin here in a moment.
Recording in progress.
Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone, and happy Monday to you all. Welcome to today's press call hosted by the Republican Party of Wisconsin. I'm Matt Fisher, Communications Director for the Republican Party of Wisconsin. And joining us today on this call are Congressman Brian Steil, Congressman Derek Van Orden, State Treasurer John Leiber, and Chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Brian Schimming. I'd like to thank all members of the press who are joining us on today's call to discuss the importance of early voting to winning in November and turning the page on the failed Biden-Harris administration. We look forward to taking a few questions as time allows at the end. As a reminder, everything discussed on this call today is on the record and may be recorded. If there are any issues recording today's call, feel free to reach out to me at my email at mfisher@wisgop.org. That's mfisher@wisgop.org, and we'll be sure to help assist you in getting that recording. Now we'll kick things off by turning the call over to Congressman Steil. Congressman, happy Monday. The floor is yours.
Hey, thanks, Matt. We are in the home stretch of this election, and tomorrow is the start of in-person early voting in Wisconsin. I'm going to be voting early in person in Janesville tomorrow morning. I would encourage anybody on this call to come and join me as we get the message out tomorrow in Janesville to bank the vote, to swamp the vote. I am confident that at the end of the day, we are going to turn Wisconsin red. J.D. Vance's rally in Waukesha yesterday was a sign of the energy that we have with our base. There were so many people that showed up. There were folks who couldn't get in. We are going to have to get bigger venues for J.D. Vance and President Trump in the final days of this campaign. I feel confident where we are, but we have a ways to go. And I think in particular, this is our opportunity as Republicans, as conservatives, as Trump supporters, to make sure that we're using every legal means to get the vote out. And that in particular means encouraging people to vote early in person. As noted, I'm going to be voting early in person tomorrow. Encourage everyone listening and watching to this to do the same. Although it's a beautiful day in Wisconsin today, as we know, if you love the weather, wait a few minutes, it'll turn. You never know when a snowstorm is going to come in November. In Wisconsin, it's a great opportunity while the weather's nice to get out to your local office and cast your vote and have that vote banked. And so encourage everyone to take advantage of all the legal tools in the toolkit to have their vote counted and encourage anyone on today's call to come and join me in Janesville as we vote early and in person. With that, Matt, I'll pass it back to you.
Thank you, Congressman Steil. Next up, Congressman Derek Van Orden. It's great to have you on the call today. The floor is yours.
Thank you very much. This election is about three things. It's gas, groceries, and grandkids. We're having difficulty filling up a gas tank and a grocery cart on the same day in the United States of America, and it simply was not like that 4 years ago. We are concerned about the security and the future of our children and our grandchildren like we haven't been in such an incredibly long time. It just wasn't like that 4 years ago. So how do we change this? We go vote. I will be voting in person absentee ballot tomorrow also, and I want all of my Republican friends to get out there and vote. I want you Democrat friends and independent friends to vote also. You know why? Because if you just believe your lying eyes, look at your gas bill, look at your grocery bill, talk about the security of your kids. We've had, 200,000 plus American citizens die of fentanyl poisoning since Harris took over the border czardom. It simply has to stop. So join me and your buddies getting out tomorrow, do in-person absentee ballot. And if you can't do it tomorrow, do it the next day. Do not wait. until the actual voting, election day, polling day, in case something does happen, because we are in the state of Wisconsin. So get out, make your voice heard. God bless you and your families. We're looking forward to President Trump winning, taking the Senate, and us expanding our majority in the House.
Thank you, Congressman Van Orden. Next up, State Treasurer John Leiber. It's great to have you on today. The floor is yours.
Thanks, Matt. So it shouldn't come to as a surprise to anyone that the election in Wisconsin is going to be close. But some people are really surprised by how close that's going to be. My race 2 years ago was a difference of about 38,000 votes, and that's practically a landslide when it comes to presidential elections. Most of the last ones have been decided by 25,000 votes or less. So I actually have the two congressmen here beat. I've already voted. I've already sent my absentee ballot in. I checked on the website, and they've received it. So I'm all done. I don't even have to go vote. I've already done it. In fact, on election day, I'm going to be working at the polls. I signed up to be a poll worker so I can, you know, play my part and make sure everything goes smoothly. And I think, you know, the last ones I've worked at have gone great. I think this one's going to might take a while, but I think we're going to get through it. And whatever does happen, it is going to be close. So again, I want to echo the congressman. If you haven't voted yet, start making a plan, go and vote tomorrow, vote the next day, the day after. You know, try to do it as early as possible, because if you're in Wisconsin right now, you can look out the window. It's what, almost 80, it feels like. It could be 50 tomorrow. It could be snowing the next day. It could be raining the day after that. We just don't know what's going to happen. So let's do it while the sun's shining and it's nice out and we can make a day of it. Go get some ice cream afterwards. Whatever you decide to do, make it fun, but get it done and you don't have to worry about it after that. You can sit at home and watch the polling numbers come in and have a party, because I think we're going to win this one.
Absolutely. Go for ice cream while it's still warm enough to go for ice cream. Last up, Chairman Schimming, great to have you on today. Pass the mic over to you.
Thanks, Matt, and thanks, Congressman Stile and Van Orden and State Treasurer Leiber for being with us today. I'm in Eau Claire today at the Eau Claire County Republican headquarters, where they have people out on the doors. Tomorrow's a big day in Wisconsin, not because Barack Obama's hanging around town, but because it's early vote. It's the first day of early vote, and that is a significant day. The Wisconsin Republican Party was the first state party in the country to come out and endorse early vote and start its early vote programming. And so I'm excited about this and about the importance of it. Look, I spoke at the rally with President Trump back in Dodge County a couple of weeks ago. The biggest banner at that rally to the president's left was vote early. Two words, vote early. And the president spoke passionately at that rally about the importance of people voting early and not waiting until election day. So the signal has been sent out very clearly. Wisconsin Republicans, please vote early and get your votes in the bank. Now, with respect to Barack Obama coming into the state, there's a reason that Barack Obama is coming into the state. And it's not necessarily the most obvious one. The reason that Barack Obama is in campaigning for Kamala Harris is because Joe Biden can't. She cannot possibly have herself associated with the last 4 years of the Biden administration. So she can't have Joe Biden come and campaign for her, because if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's records are attached, she loses the election. There is no doubt about that. On every major issue, on immigration, on the economy and inflation, on violent crime, on all the big issues, they're upside down with all voters. I would also note that in the last 10 days, for the first time since the Democrat convention, that Kamala Harris's favorables are now upside down. Her unfavorables are higher than her favorables. And that's because every day that goes by, people realize more, they remember more about why we're in the shape that we're in right now. So Kamala Harris can't afford to be associated with Joe Biden. So whether it's Barack Obama or Liz Cheney or just about anybody else she can have come in the state and campaign for her, she can't have the association with Joe Biden. I would add, too, to the comment made before about the weather by the state treasurer. Remember, this is recent history. It was back in April, in the April elections, when we had a torrential snowstorm in Wisconsin, a really very heavy, nasty snowstorm and rain in that election. that could easily happen, obviously, going into November again. So we can't afford to wait. So we encourage people to vote early because you never know what's going on with the weather. And from my perspective as the party chairman, for every person that votes early, we save resources and can spend it on people who may be undecided. We go out and get those many people who think like us, who act like us, who believe like us, who live like us. There's hundreds of thousands of them in this state. They go out and vote this year, and Donald Trump will be back in the White House.
Thank you, Chairman Schimming. We'll now move on to the Q&A portion of today's call. If you have any questions, feel free to submit them in the Q&A portion of the chat bar below, or the bar below the toolbar, I should say. Feel free to submit your questions there, and from there, I'll relay them to our panelists. So yeah, I'll go ahead and open up that time now, and we will begin that in about 30 seconds or so. All right, our first question comes from Sarah Lair at WPR. This summer, the Wisconsin Republican Party criticized the state Supreme Court decision that once again legalized ballot drop boxes. Some Republican officials have suggested that drop boxes are not secure. Would you encourage Wisconsin voters to vote absentee via drop box? Chairman Schimming, we can go to you first, and then if any one of the congressmen or state treasurer Leiber, if you want to chime in afterwards, by all means. But Chairman Schimming?
I would generally encourage voters to either vote in person or in person at their clerk's office or by mail, as others have done. Look, our issue with drop boxes is because it's so even, the regulation of drop boxes throughout the state, we don't know what we're going to get. We do have areas who ban drop boxes. You have others that are using them. But I always feel safer myself mailing it in or voting at my clerk's office. But I will tell you, if it's the difference between getting a vote in or not getting a vote in, I say to Republicans, put it in the mailbox or put it in the drop box.
Anyone else want to comment, or we can move on to the next question?
Matt, this is Congressman Brian Stile. Maybe I'll just jump in and just add one thing. I think the key here is we're encouraging everyone to use every legal means possible to vote. The frustration of myself and a lot of conservatives is that the rules of the game continue to change by activist judges. And so what we want is one set of rules to apply to the state. That said, in the home stretch of this election, with just over 2 weeks to go, I am encouraging everyone to use every legal means possible to vote to make sure that their voice is heard. And in particular, the exciting news is tomorrow, in-person early voting starts. And so you have an opportunity to go straight into your clerk's office, vote in person early. That's what I'll be doing in Janesville tomorrow.
All righty. Our next question is, Director Leiber, do you want to say something?
I was just going to jump in. So all of these methods are treated the same. They're treated as absentee ballots. So they're all processed the same. It all gets to the same place. So again, what we're encouraging people to do, vote. The best way to make sure your vote's there and it's been received is to go in-person absentee, and that starts tomorrow.
Great. For our next question, it'll be from Scott Bauer. This is for you, Chairman Schimming, again, for Brian. Besides simply encouraging people to vote early, what specific actions is the state GOP and its allies taking to get that done?
Yeah, we have literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people out on the doors throughout Wisconsin on the phones. We'll have put millions of pieces of mail in mailboxes across the state. We're on the phones, we're in digital, we're in every imaginable way to go get people to vote in this election. When I took over as chair, I said I wanted to do some different things, and that included early voting, because I think we had spent too many years going into Election Day, 100,000 votes down, and trying to make it up in 13 hours. And so I committed when I became chair, we're not going to do that. And if that means using every available tool on the books, including mail-in voting, including drop boxes, especially now that they're legal, we need to avail ourselves of every imaginable way to get votes in. That's what I've done as chair. And to Congressman Stiles' point, look, we've got 15 days here to get this thing done. I don't want to get up and say I was in Green Bay yesterday. I was in Wausau this morning and Eau Claire now. I'm telling people, look, there's 15 days to get this done. And I don't want to take the risk of our people not availing themselves of all the opportunities to vote. And tomorrow's the big day because early in-person vote starts. And I encourage people to early vote if at all possible.
Awesome. And our final question, again, for you, Chairman Schimming, this is from Patrick Marley, The Washington Post. For the chairman, Trump has had mixed messages, on early voting. Are you worried this could diminish Republican turnout? What would you say to Republicans who are reluctant to vote early because Trump has said it's not secure?
President Trump at the rally in Dodge County made it really clear. It wasn't just the signage, vote early in the rally. It was President Trump in his own words telling well over 10,000 people and all the assembled media there that it was important that they vote early. So the message from the president is very clear. The message from us, very clear. The message from everybody on this call, very clear. Take an opportunity, make a plan to vote, and if you can vote early, do so.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, Congressman, go ahead.
Every single rally, phone call, tele-rally thing that President Trump has been doing, has been saying, he's been very, very explicit. If you can vote now, do so. If you want to do in-person absentee, do so. The big call is to vote. And here's the deal with Republicans, man. You get done with third shift and your back is sore, you don't want to go stand in line at the voting booth. You just don't want to. If you got great weather like we do right now and you're out chopping all night because it's got to get done, you don't want to get out of that tractor and go stand in line at a polling station for a couple hours. That's why Republicans aren't voting. So listen to what President Trump said. Look at everything across all of his media and get out and vote now or in-person absentee tomorrow. Do it. That's my soapbox. I'm out.
There we go. Any final thoughts, Treasurer Leiber, Congressman Style? All righty. Well, thank you all again for joining us on today's call. Thank you to our panelists for participating, and thank you to the press as well. Again, if you need a copy of the recording for today's press call, feel free to reach out to me at my email, or you can give me a call or whatever is most convenient. Thank you again for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your Monday, and take care, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
See you.
Recording stopped.
Back to work.
There we go.
Back.